بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لحامل القرآن، ويقال لحامل القرآن: اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا، فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء كرام, elders, brothers and mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, first and foremost, on behalf of Madrasa Tajweed al-Quran and the principal Mulana Irshad Mutala Sahab, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm and hearty welcome to each and every one of you. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming. May Allah reward your attendance. Undoubtedly, this is a very momentous and auspicious occasion. And many a times, due to the frequency of gatherings of this nature, we tend to overlook or perhaps forget the auspiciousness of the occasion. From the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that gatherings of this nature are attended and frequented by not just those who are seated here this evening, but in reality, gatherings of this nature are attended by such high profile guests who are none other than the malaika and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haffathumul malaika, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gatherings that take place in the house of Allah, where the kalam of Allah is being recited, is being learnt, is being taught, then gatherings of this nature are thronged and attended by the angels. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ The special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelopes these gatherings. And perhaps the cherry on the top is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself makes mention of and praises the attendees of such a gathering. We can well imagine the auspiciousness of such an occasion. And together with this, my dear brothers, we would have seen on the poster or perhaps on the message that was sent out that this is a Khatmul Quran Jalsa. And we would have taken note that there would be 3 students who are qualifying and graduating tonight. But in reality, ulama explain, it is not just 3 Khatmul Qurans that are taking place. Each student during his journey of Hifzul Quran, and perhaps the parents will know this better, likewise the asatida will understand this, is that each student from the first day of his journey of Hifzul Quran, he would have gone over that page of sabak, perhaps 10 times at night, and thereafter in the morning en route to madrasa in the car, he would be reading that sabak. While waiting to go forward and take his sabak by the ustad, he would continue reciting it. Finally, that portion or that page would become part of his sabak door, and the entire week he would then recite it to the ustad. Then it would become part of his door, and he would continue to recite this portion over and over and over again. Perhaps each page would have been read hundreds or thousands of times. Tonight is the culmination of all of those recitations. What is perhaps hundreds or thousands of khatams that will be taking place. We can imagine the energy, the power, the nur that this gathering must be generating in the skies. As we learn from the ahadith, gatherings of this nature shine unto the inhabitants of the sky. So undoubtedly, while we have taken time out to attend, this is in reality our good fortune. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and the ability to benefit from this gathering and to continue benefiting from gatherings of this nature. Inshallah, to commence this evening's program, we will start with a qiraat by Umar Karodia, who is one of the students of the madrasa.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from strength to strength, and let him see the day of his completion soon as well, inshallah. Undoubtedly, what we have just witnessed, my dear brothers, is nothing short of a miracle. And what we will witness later on this evening as well, the completion of the memorization of the Qur'an Kareem, this also is nothing short of a miracle. In reality, the entire Qur'an Sharif is a miracle. And ulama have explained that generally when we refer to Hifzul Qur'an, or we speak about Hifzul Qur'an, then we will say that so-and-so has become a Hafiz, or he has completed his Hifz, he has memorized the Qur'an, without truly appreciating the enormity of the achievement. Whereas if we have to merely put it into different words, we have young boys and girls, and in large numbers, who have managed to commit to memory more than 800 pages of classical Arabic, which is not even their home tongue. If we had to take some classical English literature, Shakespeare, some poetry, and put this into a classroom of young boys and girls, then perhaps after one or two stanzas or verses, they will begin to stumble. This is just looking inside and trying to read what is their own home language. But here, a language that is foreign, that they are not acquainted with, not only are they looking inside and reading, but committing the entire 30 chapters to memory. The entire Quran Sharif is a miracle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a time will come where there will be fitan, trials, tribulations, where a person's iman and deen will be in jeopardy. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked O Nabi of Allah, what is the antidote, what is the escape route? What will earn a person's salvation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Kitabullah. It is the book of Allah. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain a few attributes of the Qur'an Kareem. La yukhlaqu ala kathrati ar-radd. The amazing nature of the Qur'an is despite constant repetition. How many a times we hear Suratul Fatiha in one day, yet nobody becomes tired of it. When we go to some masjid or there is some recitation that we hear that is soothing and pleasing, we want to listen to it over and over again. Ask a person who has a favorite novel to read it 10 or 15 times. Eventually he may say that I rather read the ingredients on the back of the cereal box, but I'm tired of this novel right now. But the Quran Kareem we have been reading for years and years and years, listening to its recitation, yet nobody becomes tired, nobody becomes bored of it. لا يخلق على كثرة الرد ولا ينتهي لا تنتهي عجائبه. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the amazing nature of the Qur'an will never come to an end. مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقَ. That person who will speak in accordance to the Qur'an, then his speech will be true. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرَ. That person who will act in accordance with the Qur'an, then undoubtedly he will secure reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلَ. That person who will pass judgment and rulings in accordance to the Qur'an, then he will be a just and fair person. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And that person who will invite and call to the Qur'an, then he will be guided to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undoubtedly blessed us, blessed these youngsters, blessed their homes and their families. This is, as we had mentioned, nothing short of a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, the eyes and the heart to understand and to realize the enormity of the achievement. Inshallah, to continue with the program, we will now have a nazam by Hafiz Umar Mulla in praise of the Hafizul Quran.
شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا، اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بلا کیا ہو سلا۔ دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا، اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بلا کیا ہو سلا۔ مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا، مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ ابو امی کو خدا تاج کل پہنائے گا، جس کے آگے چاند و سورج کو گرہن لگ جائے گا۔ ابو امی کو خدا تاج کل پہنائے گا، جس کے آگے چاند و سورج کو گرہن لگ جائے گا۔ شرط بس یہ ہے نہ ہو قول و عمل میں فاصلہ، شرط بس یہ ہے نہ ہو قول و عمل میں فاصلہ، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے، نعمتوں سے دامن تم نے اپنے ہر دم بھر لیے۔ حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے، نعمتوں سے دامن تم نے اپنے ہر دم بھر لیے۔ اب عمل کی موتیاں چننے کا آیا مرحلہ، اب عمل کی موتیاں چننے کا آیا مرحلہ، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔ شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا.
These anashid and nazams, my dear brothers, ulama explain, are not just for entertainment purposes, rather for us to take lesson from the message that is contained within these words. And in the very first stanza, the poet reminds us of the imperative need to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this bounty, this blessing, this favor of Hifzul Quran has been granted to me. Likewise, for the parents, that this bounty has been given to my children or my grandchildren or in my family, in my household. Undoubtedly, this is the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not something that a person could have attained of his own accord. How many times we find a youngster who may be very intelligent as far as his academics are concerned, yet he just struggles and struggles to memorize the Quran. And on the other hand, we find those youngsters who are not really doing too well in school. They are unable to memorize, they are unable to learn. They are always at the bottom of the class. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects them, Allah chooses them, and in a short span of time, they become Hafizul Quran. So this is something that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. How many of us have taken the time out to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Quran? Whether I am a Hafizul Quran or not, but Allah has given me the opportunity to read the Quran, Allah has given me the opportunity to listen to the Quran. This is undoubtedly something to express gratitude for. Together with this, my dear brothers, the poet then mentions that all of these virtues that have been mentioned for a Hafizul Quran, the precondition is that together with the words of Quran being on our lips, there must be no disparity between the words and the actions that we bring into our lives. In other words, a person can be a Hafizul Quran, he can memorize the words, he can read in a very beautiful manner, but if he does not bring that Quran into practice, he does not make amal on what he has learned, then his hifzul Quran will be deficient. This is the goal, this is the objective for those students who are graduating tonight, and for those who have graduated in the past, those who will qualify in the future, for us to have this as the goal in mind. This is the objective, that not just will I memorize the words of the Quran, but I will become a hafiz, a protector, a defender of the Quran in the true sense of the word. When it comes to my outlook on life, when it comes to my dressing, when it comes to my conduct, when it comes to my speech, every aspect of my life must be in conformity to the Quran and Kareem and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we have come to the highlight of this evening's program, which is the Khatmul Quran Jalsa. And in reality, my dear brothers, this is the culmination of years and years of effort, perspiration, tears, hard work. One is on part of the student who sacrificed his time, his weekends, his afternoons, his mornings. He sacrificed his time with his friends. He sacrificed his hobbies, all in pursuit of Hifzul Quran. Together with that, the sacrifice of the ustad, without forgetting the asatida and the effort that they put in, also giving of their time. Perhaps they may have had chores to do, they may have had a difficult day, they may have other things on their mind, yet day in and day out, morning and afternoon, the asatida give their time and give their lives to the students. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of our asatida and all those who are making mehnat and effort with regard to Hifzul Quran, and of course not forgetting the effort and the sacrifice of the parents. The father, the mother, they may have had hopes and dreams for their children. They could have sent them for extra tuition in the afternoons. They could have allowed them to get their beauty sleep in the mornings. But they also sacrificed, many a times having to wake up before Fajr Salah, drive the child to the Hifz class, wait for him after Hifz, keep him at home on the weekends. Perhaps the entire family had to stay home because this young boy had to learn his sabak for the next day. So it is sacrifice, qurbani, effort from many, many people that have now come to culmination and completion, and this Hifzul Quran Jalsa will take place. Let us not forget the each and every one who has played a role in this, in our du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each and every one. And together with this, my dear brothers, while this is a joyous occasion, of course the parents will have tears in their eyes, the mothers at home will be tearing, the family members will be proud, but we can well imagine the real jalsa which will take place on the day of Qiyamah, where we heard in the nazam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the parents of the Hafizul Quran. A crown of nur and light will be placed on their heads. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the sun had to be placed in your home, we can imagine the brightness and how that sun would shine. This crown would outshine the sun. If this is the status and the honor afforded to the parents, we can imagine what position will be given to the Hafizul Quran himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from these students who are graduating and grant us and them the ability to recognize and realize their true value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the first student who will be qualifying is Hafiz Rehan, the son of brother Abdul Hamid Qasim of Ashwood.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. The next student is Hafiz Yahya, the son of brother Muhammad Muhammadi of Westville.
A'udhu
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. The final student to qualify tonight is Hafiz Zakaria, son of Brother Bilal Ranri of Ashaville. Hafiz Zakaria initially commenced his hifz under Mulana Shabir Asmal Saab in this masjid and thereafter continued until completion under Mulana Irshad Mutala Saab.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الله سبحانه وتعالى accept the completion accept each and every one of these students who have qualified. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for every harf, every letter that they have recited and memorized. Allah take them from strength to strength and make them true upholders of the Qur'an-i Kareem till their last breaths. And as we are seated here, my dear brothers, witnessing this completion taking place, part of this Mubarak gathering, we may have children, we may have grandchildren. Let us also make intention within our hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my child, my grandchildren also to become Hafizul Qur'an. Through the barakah, the blessing of this gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a reality, inshallah. Before we call our guest speaker, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would mention that for a person to take benefit from a rose or a rose garden, then there are two qualities that are required. One is that the rose needs to have a good fragrance, a good smell. And secondly, the person who is attempting to smell that rose, his sinus needs to be unclogged, unblocked, so that he can benefit from the sweet fragrance. We are fortunate to have today in our presence Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahab, Damat Barakatuhu. Maulana needs no introduction. He's one of the senior ulama of our town and our country and has been in the khidmat of Qur'an-i Kareem for many, many years. Undoubtedly, Maulana is that sweet-smelling rose, but it is for us to unclog our sinuses, to open our hearts, to sit with the correct intention, so that we can benefit from Maulana's words of wisdom. Inshallah, we call Hazrat Maulana.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح الله المؤمنين الذين فيهم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم My most respected ulama, brothers and the young ones. MashaAllah, you heard so much about the importance of the Quran, the position of a hafiz on the day of Qiyamah, the parents' situation on that day. We are always hearing those things, and it's supposed to be told all the time as a reminder. When you remind someone all the time, then that's how a person begins to do those things. Like in the Quran also, Allah Ta'ala mentions so many things, reminding all the time, all the time. The purpose of reminding is not because he wants to, it's because to remind us that you put into practice the life that was supposed to be. Alhamdulillah, the urge and the love and the seeking for the Quran is very high at this point. And we are very fortunate for that. But there's a lacking there. What is lacking there? There's so much of call. Everyone, the girls are getting hafiz, the boys are getting hafiz, everyone is getting hafiz. Which Allah Ta'ala took upon Himself. That inna nahna zanna dhikra wa inna lawna hafizun. That I am this revealed it, I will take the responsibility of looking after it. Because the nation before us did not look after whatever been revealed to them. So when it came the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala decided, I am now deciding to give my word from my own self within myself. So if you look at it, there's no command of the boy. The command of Allah Ta'ala. That how he gave this child who does not know anything at all, does not understand, a blind person or anyone of that kind. If you see that person who got the Quran, what was it that who gave the Quran? It's only Allah Ta'ala. He decided who to give the Quran, he decided not to give the Quran to. A man can work so hard, day and night he can work. But if Allah Ta'ala does not want him to get the Quran, no matter what you can do, you can send him to London, you can send him to Madinah Sharif, you can Makkah Sharif too, the Quran will not enter his heart until Allah Ta'ala wants. But the most important thing is this much, what you heard before too. Maulana, mashallah, spoke very good advices of the Quran Sharif, how to stay, how to live, how a hafiz is supposed to behave. There's lacking in that. Hazrat Maulana Masjidullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said a very nice thing. If you look at it, those days, I'm saying that now, not that he said. In those days, you find there were no darul ulooms there. There were no madrasas there, no Muslim schools there. What was it that caused the child to become so good hafiz? What was the reason for that a child to become, the knowledge was so limited for the parents. But what would make that child to become so strong? As Quran is so strong at the moment, if you tend to read Quran, it is Quran. One is a hafiz, one is 100% hafiz. You get one hafiz, one is 100% hafiz. You know, Mahazaj, you say, yeah, Ramzani hafiz nahin dekhta tha. In month of Ramadan, you start learning your Quran, that's Ramzani hafiz. And what the hafiz, he knows his Quran just to read, let that just read. So if you look at it in those days, why there was so much of barakat? Yeah, why there was so much of respect at that time, where this today there's no respect at all? Because the house at home, the parents were of that kind that made sure that the child must be treated how he's supposed to be as far as his Quran goes. Today we are so concerned of secular education, I'm not saying not to do it, But if you look at it very carefully, because of secular education, the parents are prepared to sacrifice the Quran and send the child in the time of the madrasa and expect the child to become hafiz. Secondly, if you look at it, when the child comes from a madrasa, the parents will not pay attention to the child's progress. But ask the child what you're doing in school. If you've done very bad in school, well, you must know something. He'll tell the ustad, please give him a chance now. Let him leave madrasa for a while. He must go to school. So we parents today have not been motivating the child in the sense that before, when a child goes early days, he goes there at home, the first thing the father will ask, did you give sabak today? Did you do this? Today, who's asking that question? No one asking that question themselves. My child is going to madrasa. Remember one thing, the madrasa day is to teach. Madrasa started at home. If your madrasa not at home, then madrasa can do nothing. The Quran is learning at home. If you do not learn the Quran at home, you come to the madrasa to learn the Quran, he will not become half of the Quran. Because that Quran has to live in his life all the time, because the parents did not appreciate what the child got. Bayd Bustami rahmatullah alayhi was a five child, 7 years old, was playing around the streets, you know. You heard of Bayd Bustami rahmatullah? No, very small man, huh? Very great man. He was walking around the streets. Mother had no father. They had no father. The mother looked at the child. My child is getting spoiled. I must do something very quickly. Which mother and father doing that today? Every child today of 7 years, 8 years, become master of the cell phone. If you become master of cell phone, every child become master of cell phone. The mothers are crying today. The same child become half in the Quran, but he's not half in the Quran, he's busy with his cell phone. What do you expect that child to learn then? I'd rather tell you the truth, because this is what's happening in our society. By the Bustami rahmatullah, his mother just saw this condition, he went straight away, she was concerned, and concerned mother. But remember one thing, until the husband and wife, there's no compatibility, it's very difficult. Because I got a case that came to me, the mother is crying, my son is becoming half-faced, but he's day and night with a cell phone. And the father is encouraging the child. The mother is crying. And I told her, this much you can't do anything about, just please make dua for him, because I don't want your husband and wife to fight. Look at no barakah today. Quran is being recited, learning hafiz, everything. There's no barakah at all. I always mention to my friends, I say, if your son becomes hafiz the Quran or an alim too, I tell him straight, do me a favor. If you are close to me, I want you to do me one favor. Chuck that cell phone. If you are a child, you want to become someone. Otherwise, even in school, what the same thing too. If you are a child, you will not become anyone. I know people have closed down the shops, well, because of the cell phone. They leave the shops for the children to run, and they run around them somewhere else. They go on to golf course, playing golf, and they're playing something else here. And they say, Molana, my shop is closed. I say, well, what have you done? So Quran is a very great gift. So Bayez ibn Bustami rahmatullah, mother said, you know what, I have to do something about this child. It must go somewhere. I can't see this child. We're loafing around playing fools with children outside. Because then she asked one alim, this alim said, go to a certain alim, certain place, but take them. So he went and took him there by that alim. Alim was a very great alim too. Left him, said, listen to this. I want to leave my child with you. And please look after him. Teach him. But he's got one weakness in him. He will cry for me. But please don't send him home. Which mother say that today? Don't send him home. And promise me you won't send him home. He said, okay, I won't send him home. It so happened that the child is obvious, small child, like this child, yeah. Small child. Start crying to Ustad. Ustad don't know what to do. I'm crying for my mother, I want to go home. The Ustad look at him and say, what to do now? I promised the mother I won't send him. So he said, let me give him a big sabak. You know, about 3-4 pages sabak. There's an excuse for me not to send a child. So he gave him this amount of pay, maybe 3-4 pages, sabak, sealed on nothing. You know, determination and love is something that you cannot beat. Determination and love is something is beyond. This child learned to make sure he knew his work. And my mother's love, I want to go. The mother's love, I want to go. Ustada's surprised that I gained so much to learn. He learned it so quickly. And I said, what must I do now? I have to send him. I said, okay, go. But she told him, do not send him till he completes. And this was by the Bistama, that was not just a student that time. He's small, going home now. Far from home he was. And he's getting, thinking, I'm going to meet my mother, I'm going to do like this, I'm going to do that, you know, my mother going to meet me, she's going to kiss me and all the rest of it. They love me and all that. The moment he entered the budget, still reached the door, he knocked at the door. Kon Bayezid? Kon Bayezid? Who's Bayezid? Who's this Bayezid? My Bayezid is still learning there. Until unless he does not complete his course, his knowledge, he must not come here. I don't know whose wife he's talking about. He cries so much. The mother never opened the door. He went back. And he went back and back to the madrasa, down, crying, Ustad, what is it? He said, this is what happened. The Ustad knew that the mother was of a different kind. She was, this is what they call a true mother. A true mother. I mentioned this thing because I was very taken aback with that incident of this. How those days, how the mothers were. Why they were so successful. Why they became top leaders of that time. And why they became so close to Allah Ta'ala. However, he was there for 15 years. He never went to see his mother for 15 years. When I was studying in Cape Town, he was, 1 year I should go after, 1 year. I should wait for the 1 year. You have 15 years. Every 1 year I have to wait, fly over every 1 year. I'm a small boy too. But waiting for that 1 year to come. You have 15 years. He goes. Now wonder, how it, what happened after 15 years, giving so much of knowledge, the Ustad one day, he sees a dream. The Nabi Karim is telling him that he is now ready to go home, in other words. And the Sheikh embraced him and said, I've given you whatever I've given you, now you can go. So when he reached home again, Kon Bayezid, oh Allah, what a welcome. Grabbed him and all, wait better. Listen to this very carefully. Wait better. Two rakat namaz shukr. Shukriya, shukriya, this is shukriya, that very easy to read that poem. Very easy to read the poem. Immediately better wait. You got she went to Kas. How many of us there that our children became half ill couldn't be two rakat shukriya namas? Wallah, it was not no problem. The first thing you have to do is make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you gave my child a hifz al-Quran. That's something that no one can give. You have given it to him. Did you make shukr to Allah ta'ala? Today the whole world is talking about Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah. The whole world. Merely then you understand what it is. What you understood. Understanding of adab. Adab is the biggest thing in the world. You can have all the knowledge in the world. You can have everything in the world. You don't have adab, you got nothing. Bear adab, you call it. And these three things I've noticed, I always say this, you have to have adab for three people. One is adab for the mother. Because you must know one thing, you always very quickly you say, you know, under the feet of the mother is Jannat. That's very easy to say. Respect your mother. Do not even look at her one time on her face. look on the floor. Do you know the sawab for just looking at the mother and smiling and looking at the mother, you got the sawab of one hajj? Or even kissing the hajj, you aswad. They say, you know the sahabi said, ya Rasulullah, I look at my mother all the time, and look at anyone, how many sawab hajj I'll get? The more you look at it, you get the sawab. The person who got no money for hajj, you do that, you got hajj sawab. Allah, Nabi Kamawat, he's concerned for every ummah of his. That my ummah got no money to go for hajj, I'm giving this opportunity that go for hajj in this way. My ummah got no, some of them got no money, let them be ishraq namah, they get sawab al-Quran. How concerned that Nabi was. So that mother, you know. And you mustn't think that you're doing your mother a favor. Today we are thinking we are doing our mother's favors today. You must know one thing, wherever you are today is because of du'as. That mother who never at any time should eat food, they say, you know, the difference between a wife and mother. I hope the wives are listening. The difference wife and mother, the wife come from, when you come from overseas, the wife will ask, my husband told us this, the wife will say, what you brought for me? But the mother, whom you kick around, who you swear around, who you show disrespect to, when the time you come from any journey, better kana kaya nikam. If she's got the last plate, she'll make sure she'll give it to you, the last she'll give it to you. She will not eat, but she'll give it to you. My dear friends, mothers are something that's very important. They are so important in one's life, but does not mean you must show disrespect to your wife also. Everything is balanced. Please don't get me wrong. Now you heard me this, and go and tell the wife, you know what, you back seat, my mother is front seat. Everyone in his place. Keep the wife in his place. Give it. I'll give you an incident while talking on that. One person came and told me, the mother was listening to. Marana, I got a battle with my wife and mother-in-law. My mother and my wife. What's happening? Oh, fight between these two people. I said, you don't know how to save a fight. I don't know what's wrong with you. I told him what you must do. When a wife talks bad about your mother, you must, I'm going to tell her this, I'm going to tell her this, and tell her that. But don't tell her anything. Tell her, I'm going to tell her this one. I'm going to make sure I'll do it now. So she said, don't do it now. And the mother, the same story too. No, I can't see it. No. She must be taken now to task. Because they want to hear it from you. If you got feeling for them or not. No, do it now and now. She said, please don't do it. That man came up to her, 2 or 3 weeks ago, everything cool. So you must know how to see the situation. Respect here too, respect there too. Allah has given us the means how to save a situation, but you must know how to save it. So mother is something, one person, you know, he's walking, he's making tawaf in the Kaabatullah, with putting his mother on his shoulders or head, whatever he's carrying and walking around. One person, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to fulfill the rights of my mother. He said, do you know something, that one kick when you're in her stomach, the kick that you gave and she made, ah, you cannot fulfill that rights too. That pain she went through. So the first thing a person has to have is to make respect for mother, no matter what happens. No one had respect for mother like Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was a very learned person, very great person. One day his mother told him, I want to ask you this masla, but make sure I'm going to ask that certain Maulana. He said, look man, I can give you the answer. I can give you the answer. What did I tell you? I'm going to ask that Maulana. He said, okay. He went and asked that Maulana, he said, I don't know it. I don't know the answer. But look who he was. He was a man of great qualities. He told that Maulana, don't worry, I'll give you the answer. Then you give it to me, then I tell my mother, you give the answer. How much respect we have for the person? Today, if something happened like that, Khuda khair kare. He knows nothing. What you send me for? You send me that Maulana for what? I am a Maulana myself. Maulana, but Maula wala nahi hai. مولانا ہے مولا والا نہیں ہے, مولانا والا اللہ والا. He was a kind of that person. Respect for mother is important. Do not become stubborn in front of them. Respect them. Whatever they tell you, they do it straight away. You became Hafiz al-Quran. You know how much pain they underwent. They did everything to make sure you get the best. You in return, you're supposed to give the best to them too. I have to say you this thing because these are complaints coming to us all the time. To tell you, mashallah, you're doing good, is not going to be good for me to tell you that. But to tell you what your problem is, your fault is, you can put your faults right because that dua is important. Remember one thing. If you're not going to respect your mother and father, that Quran cannot remain in your heart. It cannot remain in your heart. Because they cried and cried for you. Second is Ustad. You respect Ustad. Not only in front of him, behind him too. If you want is to respect Ustad in front of him, because Ustad is in front. If someone speaks bad about your Ustad, you'd walk away from them, you feel hurt about it. Your Ustad's respect is very important. It's very important. It has to be respected all the time. If you do not respect your Ustad, you won't have knowledge increase. You have knowledge, your age will not increase knowledge. Because all this Allah created for a reason. If you want to, never at any time think you know more than your Ustad. Never at any time. Mazhar gave me an incident, you know, I won't forget that. You know, one wrestler fighting. So that wrestler became old then. When he became old, so his student became the famous one. So he's fighting everyone, beating everyone. He became very famous. So he said, let me fight my ustad too. See? Let me fight my ustad too. You only become ustad, let me fight my ustad too. So ustad said, I'm gone old now. What's wrong with you? You can't fight with me now. I taught you all the game. I want to fight you. In one...
ND626439, Black Mercedes, ND626439, kindly remove the vehicle, Jazakallah.
The Ustad told him, then you can't fight with me, please, I'm gone old. And the fight started. In 1 second, the Ustad dropped him down. In 1 second. He said, well, how come you didn't teach me this? You see, I was waiting for this opportunity. Well, don't give all the secrets, eh? بڑے لوگ کے ساتھ یہی بڑے باتیں ہوتی ہیں. سو واٹ آئی ایم ٹرائنگ ٹو ٹیل یو, دا ریسپیکٹ آف استاد از ویری امپورٹنٹ. واٹ ریسپیکٹ آف استاد؟ ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ون ڈے دا ون پرسن واکنگ پاس, ہی اسٹینڈنگ اپ فور ہیم. وائی آر یو اسٹینڈنگ اپ فور دیٹ؟ ہی سیڈ مائی استاد دیٹ از. ہاؤ کم ہی بیکم یور استاد؟ آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ نو وین دا ڈاگ ریچز دا ایج آف پیوبرٹی. آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ نو. So I asked this person, he said, this is why when the dog lifts up his left to urinate, that means reach the age of puberty. What's so big about that? He's my ustad. If that, so much respect for that ustad, that person who taught him hadith and Quran and hadith, what respect you have for that person? If you not respect your non-Muslim teacher who taught you in school, who will teach your ustad other things? In other words, respect is so important, you don't walk in front of him too. Everything that you get in this world is because of respect. Respect takes you very far. Respect for your ustad is very important. Don't walk in front of him. Do not walk on his shadows too. I'm not boasting, but alhamdulillah, in our time in 1960s in Jalalabad, the ustad were very poor people. Very poor, you can't see them. You can't make out the Shaykhul Hadith. You can't make them Shaykh al-Hadith, but we, alhamdulillah, thank Allah Ta'ala, bifadlillahi Ta'ala. We respected them so much, because we not look at them, what they had, what knowledge they had. Today you find a student walking past the ustad, you don't make salam to. He'll take a U-turn and go away. But he doesn't realize that that ustad gave him everything. He said, without the ustad, nothing can happen. The third thing very important is to respect the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring in your life of Rasulullah. Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was an ordinary man, ordinary person, but he was a king's wrestler, you know, king's wrestler. A king's wrestler, you know, he get the best of eatings and all that. Food is strong and become king, the king keeps him strong with the king's wrestler. King does not want his wrestler to lose a mackle at any time. King the best of it. So one day, one old man, one thin person, not old, thin person, said, look, king, I want to have it out with your Junaid. He said, you're thin fellow, you're skinny fellow, what are you going to do here? He said, I came to fight here. I didn't come to talk about this. You don't know what, who I am. So it's Junaid, he wants to do that. He said, okay, let him come. And the fight started. But before the fight started, he said something in his ears. And the fight started in 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever the fight he won. Junaid Baghdadi lost it. Oh, khalas. The king said, no, I can't see it. You know how the kings are? They want to be all the tops. So it's what happened, no, and the fight again, he lost again. At night he told him, Junaid, tell me the truth. What was the cause of it? And how come you lost the fight? He said, that person was a very big wrestler. What do you mean by that? You didn't see what he told me in my ears. What did he tell you? He said, I'm a Sayyid. The moment he said, I'm a Sayyid, my heart went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then how can I beat a Sayyid when he's a proper son of his family? And immediately I gave it to him, the thing. And he was very a poor man. Through him that won the thing, the king gave him a lot of money. So his poverty was gone too. The king said, no doubt you did the best in the right thing. Did the right thing. At night Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dream of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah. Hey Junaid, you took it, respected my family. I will respect you now. And that was the then end of his thing. Then he went to Sri Sakhati rahmatullah alayhi, his uncle. And today the whole world talks of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah. What was the reason for that? The respect for a Sayyid. If you respect the Quran, what respect you get there? If you respect Nabi, because every sunnah, if you respect, what position Allah give you then? Just for Sayyid, Allah gave that position. If a person respect every sunnah Nabi Karim, every hour you're eating outside, inside, everything must be called sunnah Nabi Karim, what will happen then? You'll be respected more and more. Look at the whole fast today. If I have to be open today. Look at them, how they're behaving. They do not, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. I was going to talk on that, but Allah made me speak this. Only Allah knows why. This ayat here, this whole surah, the beginning of this thing, the few qualities. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said this, that this quality, if anyone has that, he goes straight to Jannat. Straight to? The one quality is first is Iman. First quality Iman. However, I'm not going to go into that now, that will be really long, but just to tell you the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Sunnah and so if we respect the Quran and respect the Sunnah means to bring into our lives. Respect the Quran is not to only kiss the Quran. As the Thani Rahmatullah said, very nice thing, you think you want others to follow the Quran. The Quran is for us or for others to follow. It's just to kiss the Quran and just to keep it on a shelf is not respect. There's three respects in the Quran. One is that you read correctly. Read correctly. Second is this much, that much, you must understand. But the most important thing is to put into your life. Then you get that what Maulana spoke about in the day of Qiyamah, what happens to you. That the Hadith says that. That person who brings Amal in the Quran, then that position, they get high status and everything. Otherwise they won't get their status. Allah Amal, you father from her. So most important, who father must be of that kind, that they make sure that they bring their life more closer to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran must be your sheet My husband should say, Ya the Muhammad, the Quran must be a sheet that you know you are walking with Jannat around. Just waiting for the door of Jannah to open. If the Hafiz only knows his status, he'll read Quran all the time, all the time, all the time, every time. Because there's nothing more beloved in Ayatul Allah than the Quran. When that person would recite the Quran, you do not know Allah is special attention to that person. Allah, listen to this, my words. You know, when a person, an author, if he sees someone reading his book, although he did not understand to, he said, I don't understand what I'm reading, but he said, hey, but he's reading my book, you know. He gets happy. He said, don't understand. One day, some way he saw one person reading his book, that didn't understand nothing. So he asked him, what are you reading? He said, ab choro mujhe. He did not know it was Haji Imdadul Rahman. He said, choro mujhe, leave me alone. That too Hazrat was happy for. Because why? My book is reading. So he said, leave me alone. I don't talk to anyone else. If a book of that kind, and people's book you read and they enjoy, then the one who's Allah Ta'ala, when he sees you reading his book, how much enjoyment he get? And we got a very bad habit, sorry to say that. When you see someone reading Quran in a masjid, it's a very big sin to sit next to him to disturb him too, if there's enough place. We got that habit when a person reading Quran in a masjid, and there's enough place, you go and sit next to that person. Now that person, why didn't Quran ji be engrossed? Allah Ta'ala say, even Hafiz Sahib came in, khalas now. He'll take more mistakes out. You have distracted him. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, one person did that thing, he took him out of his khanqah. Threw him out. And yet he was a learned person. But you can't throw khanqah from now today. You know, there's no khanqah today. But just to tell you this much, he took him out because why did you leave that person? So when a person inside the Quran, he is talking to Allah. Remember one thing, when you recite the Quran, you are talking to Allah. When you are talking to Allah Ta'ala, do you want anyone to interfere with you? That person is a fool. He's talking to Allah. His best friend can come to, when you're going for your court case, Allah will not give anyone court case. When you're going for a court case, you don't know what's your situation that time. Your best friend can be not worried about him too. Because you're worried about the case. Your case, Allah Ta'ala, you're talking to him, and that was who's more greater than Allah, then you're talking to him and you leave him and to talk to your friend. Allah Ta'ala says, if you're talking to him, then leave me alone too. There one, Hazrat Thani Rahman said, that a person reciting Quran, at certain times, Allah Ta'ala want to accept him. And the time of acceptance was taking place, and you turned away, then you lost yourself. Quran is something else. Quran is the greatest book. Quran is the words of Allah Ta'ala. You do not know if a person does not know how to read properly too. And he tries his level best to learn. Learn and still cannot learn properly too. If he still must continue. Because he tried his level best to learn, he could not still learn. He still learned. Because why? Now he's an ashiq now. He's battling, but he still recites the Quran. First he tried very hard to learn correctly. He cannot learn correctly, but he's learning them. Allah Ta'ala raises that person. Allah Ta'ala raises that person. So man must not anytime think like, I cannot read Quran, let me leave it alone. Even if you cannot read Quran, make ziyarat of the Quran Sharif. If you look at the Kaabatullah, you get sawab the Kaabatullah. The Kalamullah, if you look at, don't get sawab. How you take it that much? There was a king, he got lost in a jungle. So he stayed that night in one person's house. Nizamun Awliya Rahmanullah this time. And what happened that when he was about to sleep, he saw the Quran in front of him. So he didn't stretch his leg towards that. He did not put his feet towards that. The whole night he stayed awake. Nizamun Awliya Rahmanullah saw him in a dream when he passed away. What happened? Allah forgave me because of that one action. You do not know what action would Allah accept. Everything you can do, but you don't know which action of yours is the one that Allah accepts for your salvation. And do not take any sin to be small, because that sin will cause you to turn to Jannah, Jahannam. So Hifzul Quran is a very great thing. Allah has given us this thing. But become a Hafiz, true Hafiz Quran. A practical Hafiz Quran. And the work of the parents is very important. If they did not assist their parent to become more close to Allah Ta'ala, the Quran, no one has. From a young age to become Hafiz Quran, please do not give them a cell phone. If you give your child a cell phone, I promise you, Allah Hamari Father from me. Let me tell you, they do not look at the Quran at all. Whether you become a doctor too, whether you become anything too. The cell phone is something, is it not a cell, it's a hell phone. If you want your child to deceive, if you want your child to tell lies, you want your child to become rebellious to you, give him a cell phone. To Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala, amal kani, tawfiq nasib, wa akhir da'am, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلم والحق بالصالحين اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامدنا على الايمان واحشنا يوم القيامه بالايمان بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي اخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمته. Thank you.